Tuesday, which is, of course, foreplay to hump day.
What kind of talk is that?
It's a little early for this kind of talk.
I mean, what kind of talk is that?
Tuesday.
Talk.
Tuesday.
Talk.
Do you ever shut up?
Sure I can.
Sure I can.
I'll shut up.
Okay, I'll shut up.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up. Shutting up.
Okay, now what?
Now take your position. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What a Tuesday! Talking about racism, talking about criminals, talking about capitalism, talking about just about anything you want to talk about. 884-9910, the talk and text line. If you want to answer today's poll question, just log on to 991fmtalk.com. Do you think that there's systemic racism here in Northern Nevada? What do you think? 884-9910-991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question and yesterday's brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. We are all working under an agenda, and we are not looking out for each other. If we have seen anything from the last year, it is how politicians, elected representatives, people who want to become elected representatives, who get put on the task force and things like that, how they manipulate people's understandings of the facts. I know the California prison system. My father was in prison in California. My brother was in prison in California, and it is probably one of the worst run prison systems, in my opinion. And just the simple things that they do on a regular basis, moving people around, it's the astronomical cost. They could do so much better for the public if they would just put some thought into actually how these prisons were run. You're letting people out on the streets who are criminals, who should be locked up. Carlene, thank you. You're the best. Hi, Monica. With the prisoner releases, I choose to arm myself. I think the liabilities are so great for the states that they are choosing to do this. Arlene, the states aren't going to take any liabilities for it. They're going to say that people have paid their dues and it's time for them to, you know, be out in society. We don't want to, you know, get them sick with COVID. But they can go out and reoffend. No problem. The people who work in prison, the correctional officers, the staff, these people are so abused. Incredibly abused. But they believe in law and order. So they do their jobs. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter what career you choose, what path, there are always people who are going to take advantage of the situations. So you're going to have people in the prison systems who are letting criminals do what they want, helping them deal with the outside, get drugs in, get them out. It's just, that's life. You have to have a better handle on things. But when it comes to the safety of civilians, the safety of the public for any state, for any city, for any county, that should be priority one. That is what we pay for. That is what our taxes are supposed to do for us, is to keep us safe. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm in a world that is the farthest thing from that. On a different subject, on masks, let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Ken. He wants to talk about masks. Ken, thanks for calling into the program today. What's on your mind?
Hey, Monica, and welcome back. I haven't got a chance to say I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Well, thank you, sir.
Actually, just a little on the release of criminals is that people don't understand that the criminal system has its own social structure and its own rules and what they go by. And there are what is called career criminals. Mm-hmm. And those people, that's their job. That's what they do. If they're in a gang and they murder people, they're proud of that, and that's what they do, and they will go into jail, into prisons, and brag about it, because that is what they've been doing, and they get kudos from their little society for doing that. By releasing them into our society, you are going to be endangered. With that said, the masks situation, I will say this. I have been going for the last 3 weeks to all the retail places, all the big boxes, everywhere from Carson to Gardnerville to Washoe County, and without a mask. I walk in without a mask. I go to banks. I go everywhere I go. No mask. Nobody says anything to me, and that's wonderful. But here's the thing. I encourage everybody not to wear those masks if you don't want to wear the mask. I've had managers of those retail places and assistant managers, even the security person of one place. They didn't come up to me about my mask, not having a mask. They came up to me to help me. Okay. They aren't going to ask you. I just went into a bank just before this call. Not one word. I talk to people. I talk to the customers. I talk to the teller. I talk to the person at the front. I talk to the manager. Nobody has said a word to me about a mask. So I am encouraging all of Washoe County of Carson.
Let me ask you this then, because there was a big, there was even people protesting outside of the Carson City Costco, because Costco is one of the last big holdouts. Have you been into Costco?
I don't go to Costco. I don't. They're liberal, and yeah. I don't visit. I don't do any liberal retailers.
Good for you.
If they
want to
be that way, if they want to do that, you know, that's their right to do that. But here's the thing: if they do that, I'm not coming back. That's the bottom line, and I encourage everybody to do the same. Yeah. Don't go back if here's the other thing, if somebody comes up to you and says put the mask on, and if somebody says do you have a mask, I always carry a mask in my pocket, and I pull it out and I say hey yeah I have a mask thank you and walk on. That's all you do. So I you know Washoe County, Carson City, Douglas County, I encourage, and all of Nevada, that's what I encourage everybody to do, because if you don't like this mask stuff, don't do it. What are they going to do? They're not going to arrest you, and they're not going to throw you out.
I want to ask you a question from when you're dealing with people. Why do you think that people are so willing to just put on the mask? Do they not want the confrontation? Do they not want to have to, you know, just deal with what's going on? Or do you think that people are actually that afraid that they need to cover their faces?
Well, there are those that are afraid because they've been made afraid with lies. There are those that they think they need to follow the rules for whatever reason and do what the government tells them to. And I'll tell you what, that's going to get them into big trouble. I'm 20 years military. I followed the rules, but I didn't follow all of the rules. I used the rules to my advantage and to the right, for the right reasons. And I learned during that 20 years, I stood up to colonels, I stood up to generals, I stood up to all kinds of people. But I got into trouble occasionally, but I never got court-martialed. I never got reprimanded. I got tongue-whipped a lot of times. But when you're right, you're right. And if you believe in God and you believe that God is telling you you're right, then take a chance and do it. This is the right thing. Don't wear a mask. If you believe in God truly and you believe in yourself and you believe in this country, then do what you feel is right. If you feel that wearing a mask is the right thing, great. But don't listen to this stuff about from liberals saying that you're not a patriot, because I will defend my patriotism for the 20 years that I stood up for this country and for everything I've stood up for this country. Mm-hmm. I will push back and I will never step back from anybody that calls me, says I'm not a patriot. And that includes that person in the White House, and he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Bottom line, Biden, you're an idiot. And
and everybody that supports him and surrounds him, that it's shocking to see what is going on. And it's, you know, now we're finding out the strings are being pulled by Obama, because even Biden has come out and said that he is going to ask Obama to be the liaison between Biden and the Republicans to get his American agenda moving. And it's just, it's a joke.
And Directive 44 from Carson City, and I want to point out, I will never call that person a governor, but Directive 44 has lifted, unless I'm wrong, and somebody can tell me I'm wrong, says that there is no more social distancing in Nevada. Unless the counties do it, and we need to push back on all the counties if they say that they're social distancing. 44 says no social distancing at the very beginning, and it's in plain English, okay? It doesn't throw any curves, but it says that all of the directives that have been written everything that says mentions social distancing, all the directives, it's all terminated. We need to take our country back. I fought against communism, and this country is turning into a communist country by the people in Washington, D.C., and in Carson City, and in any place, especially in California. But if you want your life to be in danger, and your children and your grandchildren and their future children, then go ahead and follow, be the sheep and follow along with everything they're saying, and think that people like me are crazy, and you will pay the price by losing your freedom. I am not willing to do that.
Me either. Ken, thank you so much for being on the program today and calling in and not wearing your mask and being of service to this country for so many decades and continuing on with trying to help people understand that if you don't work to protect your freedoms, they're removed systematically.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to say everybody that listens to this show, support Monica Jay on her efforts to be elected, and listen to her. She's very, very wise.
Thank you so much, Ken. I really appreciate that. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
All right. There goes Ken. You know, and he was not a paid advertisement, just so you know there. I know I ramble. I know I go on different things, but I'm just trying to get people to think. And if anything, not just to think, but to be honest, to be realistic. Whether we're talking about racism, whether we're talking about holding people accountable. You know, I just had a long conversation with somebody about this whole DoorDash thing. You know, if there is a group of people out there that never give a good rating, that never tip, then that's an issue. And that's something that the Grubhubs and the DoorDashes and all of those people need to step up and protect those who are actually doing the jobs that they're making money off of. You can't just sit around and hurt people. That's not what life is about. And I want to bring you a story that is just so heartbreaking that it really makes me sad that it took this long to hear about it. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Mick Mars of Motley Crue turned 70 today. These days, Mick spends less time shouting at the devil and more time shouting at the neighborhood kids. And he no longer needs a woman to kickstart his heart. That's what his pacemaker's for. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce. But thanks to her getting the COVID vaccine, he'll always know where she is. In business news, Verizon sold Yahoo and AOL. Employees of Yahoo and AOL were notified about the deal through their Gmail accounts. And Bronze Era bones were found in a Las Vegas backyard. But there was a simple explanation. Cher got lost on the way to her show at the Luxor. This is not headline news.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And a lot of texts and emails coming in that I want to throw out to you right now as we look at today's poll question. Is there systemic racism here in Northern Nevada? And I thank you so much for sending these all in. I know everybody can't call. This is a little bit different. When it comes to wearing masks, why I wear a face mask, only to keep the store owner out of trouble. That's the only reason after the first 2 weeks that we've worn masks. Liz and Denny, thanks. Thank you, Elizabeth. Appreciate hearing that. If the death rates go up, it will be because people have lost faith in their providers when their doctor is hiding behind a mask that we know does not protect from the virus. What else are they clueless about? I don't know if it's actually if they're clueless or if they are just pandering and playing along. Because unfortunately, that's the big thing. All right, from John, I'm a black man that moved to Douglas County in 2003. I have been on the receiving end of racism two times. My opinion that there is not systemic racism in Northern Nevada. However, with the influx of Californians and Southern Nevadans, I believe this may change. Have a good day. Keep doing what you're doing. John, thank you so much, and you're awesome. Not quite sure who sent this in. I think we're misusing the term racism. As in any ism, it's the study of. Should be called bigotry. We are all racist in that we are aware of our race, but that doesn't mean that we're all bigots. Great comment. Love that. If there was systemic racism in Nevada, I am certain the lamestream media would be reporting it and exposing the culprits involved. I don't know about that. Because when you've been here as long as I have, and you've watched the media circus, and you've watched the progression of how things go. Remember, what was it, 2-3 years ago? All of a sudden we had the swastikas at UNR. And then we had things before that. In my opinion, again, it goes back to the anarchist groups like Antifa and KKK. It goes back to drug gangs like MS-13, any gangs. There is a specific element in our community, whether it be Reno, Sparks, any of the outlying counties, there is an element in all of our communities that will always create the issue. They may not believe in a swastika, but they'll go paint it somewhere to get people stirred up. And unfortunately, we'll always have that element until they are called out, until BLM's called out, until Antifa is called out, until these gang members are called out, until the white supremacists are called out. We will always have that underlying anarchist group because it is the Marxist agenda. They lie low until the media needs them. And then all of a sudden, they're there. There. All right, we'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for being here today. And we're going to throw something out there pretty quickly right now because I want to give stuff away. I want to make you happy, not just going through all this depressing stuff. So if you want a night out on us right now, we're going to pick up the tab to an amazing restaurant, $50 at Mangiaturo. Yes, Mangiaturo. Text your answer, 884-9910. This is a text contest, but do not text and drive. And you can't have won in the last 30 days. Here's a quick question to see how well you know 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Craig Swope is going to give you the first report on traffic in Northern Nevada tomorrow morning, just like he did this morning and yesterday morning. Now, you have 90 seconds to text me at 884-9910 and tell me at what time he does that first traffic report. All right? Ready? Set? Go. You got 90 seconds. First correct answer wins. Again, don't text and drive. 884-9910. Did you know that as I go through a couple of quick emails here, a couple of quick texts, I love this. They don't even really understand the implications of the swastika. They just know it gets everyone upset. Got another one here. They're called rabble rousers. They don't care about anything in particular. They just want to stir the pot. That is absolutely so 100% correct. Because if you knew anything about the swastika, you would know that actually up until the 30s, it was a symbol of good luck. And it's a very spiritual symbol among Hindus, Indians, the Indian religions, Buddhism, Jainism. Let's check in with Lola this morning, who actually wants to educate us a little bit more. Lola, thank you for calling into the program.
Hi. Yes, that symbol, you're correct, that symbol has been around for thousands of years because there are statues of Shakyamuni Buddha, mm-hmm. and he has a swastika on his chest, but it's upright. And you see, that means peace. But before the war, Hitler turned it, meaning destruction. So it's that yin and yang. You know, you have the peace and then you have destruction. And that's where he got it from, I guess, and turned it.
I've also heard stories, though, that he wanted it as a symbol of good luck towards, you know, the war, that it would bring them luck. Because not only did he turn it, but that symbol has been turned for different religions. Because you can even go back into the ancient Greece and Romans and things like that, that it, you know, it all depends on which way it's facing, which way the arms are turning, is if, you know, are there other symbols in it, like the dots? But it goes on, Lola, that somebody gets a hold of one thing and completely taints it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm a Buddhist here. And anyway, I have only seen it on Shakyamuni Buddha, which was I call him the Prince of Peace also, because Jesus, when he was preaching, he was also teaching the empowerment of people as a human being, mm-hmm. that everything starts with you. And so this is how the Buddha, when he taught his enlightenment to the masses back close to 3,000 years ago, you see him with that symbol on his chest. But anyway, I just wanted to clear that, because I have a girlfriend in Sacramento who was very insulted when she saw a bike rider with a symbol. And so I had to kind of educate her. And I thought, well, things are not always what they seem, what
exactly.
We see with our eyes. We
exactly.
have to go deeper into our lives and research it.
People just jump to such conclusions, Lola, that, you know, everything, and it's so sad because it seems that they make everything to be about hate, about discontent, about adversity, and that really isn't us.
It's not. And Monica, I stopped watching the mainstream media over 15 years ago. My son drowned in Lahontan 16 years ago, Memorial weekend. And the media, when my son finally, because there was two drownings that weekend, Monica, too. And they were both 21 years of age. And what happened was that my son finally surfaced after 9 days. And before even the sheriff from Lyon County came to our home to say that there was a body and we needed to go and identify to see if it was my son, mainstream media was already putting it out there that it was Timothy Easley before anyone came to our door. They were out there like parrots repeating over and over again that it was my son. We didn't even know. We didn't even know that he was at the coroner and that we needed to go and see if it was my son. When I stopped watching.
You know, it's...
They're bullshit.
It's more parasites than parrots. Lola, I am so sorry that happened to you. And blessings to you and your entire family, especially since this is coming up on the anniversary. That's got to be hard for you. Lola, thank you for calling and trying to enlighten people and help them understand that, you know, we look at things, and it even goes back so far as to the N word. You know, what is the N word that people are so afraid to say and refuse to say? I don't say it because it's just, it's a nasty word. It's just, it's sick. It's gross, you know? Yet a culture that is so offended by it uses it in absolutely everything. Uses it in their comedy, uses it in their anger towards white people, uses it in their music, in their movies. Talk about something that, you know, oh, we'll just take command over something and it's ours. Don't know what he wants to talk about, but he's always got something good. So let's check in with Vance this morning. Hi, Vance. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Monica. Glad to hear you sounding better and everything.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, two things. One caller in the first hour said something about an eye for an eye. Folks, that little saying has been taken out of context. I suggest you go into the Bible and learn in what setting that comment was made and who said it and what was going on at the time. It does not mean revenge. It does not mean going out and killing somebody who has killed somebody you know or a family member. Mm-hmm. Go into the Bible, take a look, and put it all into context. Eye for an eye has been taken out of context over the past centuries, believe it or not.
Oh,
second,
yeah.
Point, this critical race theory crap. My stepson is Philippine-born, naturalized citizen. My grandchildren are Philippine ancestry, Chinese, and Caucasian. And I tell you what, if they get a hold of my grandchildren and teach this to them, and my grandchildren turn on me because I am a cracker, there will not be a rock big enough for the teachers, school staff, or the school administrators to hide under, because I will be all over them like ugly on an ape.
Vance, it's already started. We've already seen it in Las Vegas that they've started this BS, that you have multiracial families that, you know, are going up against the school system because here children are being taught that their white father is evil and their black mother is having to go to bat and say, you know what, this is wrong. You people are idiots. And yet it's continued.
Well, do tell. Okay. We were almost over this. We were past it. And then we got Obama. I lay this at the Democrats' feet, obviously, and I lay it at Obama's feet, and now I'm laying it at Biden's feet, and they are hypocrites.
Yeah, I'd go back and lay it at the Clinton's feet. So it's
that too,
know.
them too, especially the witch.
Yeah. All right, Vance, thank you so much for calling. You are always the best and appreciate your time. And I do want to add one little thing here. And that is something that Lola had brought up. And that is the fact of it starts with us. Okay? I came across this story and I was kind of shocked. Not only for the fact that, you know, this is not something of racism now. And as Vance had just put it, this was happening during the Obama administration. Okay? But this should not matter that this crime, this abomination happened against a black employee. But it could happen against anybody who is of a disabled mindset. Bobby Paul Edwards has been forced an intellectually disabled black employee to work extensive hours for no pay. why this is coming out now is just beyond me, because it happened between 2009 and 2014. A federal court has ruled that a South Carolina restaurant manager who forced a black man with intellectual disabilities to work in excess of 100 hours a week without pay owes more than $500,000 to this man that he effectively enslaved. If you want to read this article, it's at theblaze.com, theblaze.com. And I just, the more I read this story, the more angry that I get that not only did this person that owned this restaurant do this to this man, he threatened to have him arrested. He verbally abused him. He physically abused him. Mentally abused him. Where was everybody else? Where were the other employees? Where were this man's family members? After 5 years, authorities were finally alerted by a family member, and they found out about it at the South Carolina Department of Social Services, and they intervened. 5 years, this abuse went on. John Christopher Smith. Doesn't that just make you say, wow? Where are we? Where are we as a society that this goes on right underneath our nose? This has nothing to do with Trump. This has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. This has everything to do with a scumbag taking advantage of a human being. Please be on the lookout. Please talk to people. If you see somebody hurting, say something. Because we are better than this. We are better than what we see going on around us. I know we are. Caller number three right now. I want to end on a sweet note. Caller number three, you're going to pick up a half a dozen long-stemmed, chocolate-dipped, freshest strawberries you have ever had from the chocolate shop. Just in time for Mother's Day. 884-9910. Good luck to you.
Go ahead, tell me a Star Wars joke. Okay, how does a Wicket get around Endor? Ewoks, ha 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 ha. I don't know. Where did Luke get his bionic hand? At the secondhand store. Good one. I give up. Which computer program do Jedi use to open PDF files? Adobe One Kenobi. Thanks, R, and may the fourth be with you too.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
All right, it's time to wrap up the show today. Going to pull it down here with just a couple of quick comments. First off, big congratulations going out to Brian from Minden. He's very excited. He won the chocolate shop gift certificate for the chocolate dipped strawberries from the Chocolate Shop in glorious Gardnerville, right there in the Raley Shopping Center. And before that, Susan picked herself up a big old tab at Mangiatutto because she knew that Craig Swope started the traffic reports here for Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk at 6:15, getting people ready to go and getting them out on the roads safely. So to both of you, congratulations and thank you for listening. Just a couple of quick comments here. Hi, Monica. Just wanted to say thanks to Ken and to you for airing him. Just went to the Dollar Tree without a mask, and nobody said a darn word. Burning my masks. Also, it's all symbolic and should be taken that way. Let's see. Affluent, progressive white people tend to be jerks, so it's hard to tell if they're racist or not. You know, actually, I'm not going to, Bob, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. So that's just the way it is. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for participating in the show. And we've got more tomorrow. We've got more things that'll make you think. We've got more giveaways. And we have more of your thoughts and comments on the Monica Jay Show. Love you. Have a great day. God bless. Keep it locked on to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.